Listen, and now you has jazz. And in today's program, we're going to look at Louis Armstrong's rare recordings. As a musician, he has not been beaten by anybody, but a lot of people said that they didn't like his entertainment side of his business. So, just to prove them wrong, let's get underway with me and Brother Bill.
Brother Bill went hunting way in the eastern Maine. The reason why we went out there, we thought we could catch some game. As we were a-hunting way in the middle of the night, we shot at something looked like a grizzly bear, and the doggone thing turned white. I said to my brother, come on and let's go home. He said, if you going to the house, you have to go alone. Now, as we were a-hunting, it commenced to bristle up high. I looked toward my house, and I didn't even say goodbye. I dropped that gun, and away I run. Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had a known like me, would have run some too. I run so fast, they say, tell you couldn't catch me all day. Now the way I run across that field, oh, you couldn't catch me with automobile. Baffy, boy, baffy. Brother Bill got so excited, he commenced to shooting at me. I heard those bullets sizzling all among those trees. I was running so fast that night till my feet was dragging the ground. I heard a little jailbird in the tree sing his Alabama bound. I run past my house and I didn't have time to knock. I passed right by a good crab game and I didn't have time to stop. I passed right by a gin mill and I stopped in to get a little gin. And I didn't have the dime to pay for it, and I had to start running again. I'm going home, I'm all alone. Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had a known like me, it would have run some too. They run so fast, it's sad, until you couldn't catch me all day. Now the way I run across that pool, oh, bato, bato, zet, oh, you couldn't catch me. You couldn't catch me. Oh, you couldn't catch me with a automobile.
Here we are with me and Brother Bill. Armstrong was a blues man, if ever there was one. And so to give us some idea, when the blues were born in New Orleans, and only you can tell it that way.
Folks, come gather round my stand and hear Satchmo's Happy Dixie Band. Now I know some people call it corn, but right here's where the blues is born. Yeah, that music blue, just the thing that you like and strut to on the floor. Yeah, that slide trombone and the trumpet bone as you're coming through the door. I'll guarantee that you'll never see like the likes of them again. Stomp your feet to the beat of the Dixie music, man. Everybody move and get right in the groove. There ain't nothing you can lose. Now right here's the spot where we all get hot with a nasty mess of blues. Here's the place and slap and spank the bass, the music, that's what I mean. It's where the blues are born in New Orleans. Let me introduce Mr. Charlie Beal. Yeah, and a man can he spiel. Only got two hands, but that's a plenty. Cause when he plays, it sounds like 20. Yes, kiddo. The horn, greatest slide man ever born. Plays trombone smells with a laughing note. No human being ever wrote. strutting his clarinet. You ain't never heard nothing like him yet. When he cuts loose, I know you'll roar. Mr. McGod, please give him more. His old guitar, always smoking the big cigar. He's a rhythm man of great renown. Give a listen while he goes to town. Red Callender meet him face to face. He's the man that slaps the old bass. He started out with a violin, and the doggone thing grew up on him. Here's me, excuse my crust. Introduce myself, I must. I'm Satchmo Armstrong, don't forget. I got to give out on the old cornet.
The blues were born in New Orleans. Louis Armstrong would have known about Basin Street blues, and here he is singing that. It says here parts one and two, so you're getting the longer version this time. was Louis Armstrong with Basin Street Blues, Part 1 and Part 2. You're listening to Now You Has Jazz, and we're looking at Louis Armstrong and his friends. My technician here is wondering what this is all about. So let's see what happens when I play Song of the Vipers. Had a family around him of musicians, and of course he married Lil Armstrong in the 20s, and so he's saying to us in this number that I come from a musical family, and let's see how that family comes in.
My pappy played bass. He binds up the whole darn place. Now I come from a musical family. My cousin plays horn. Why he'll kill you shows you bound. My sis plays piano grand. Oh, my grandpa's a one-man band. I'm from a musical family. My nephew Joe sings Spitty Papa Dodo-Dodo-Zetti. When he goes, the whole band swings. I come from a musical family. My aunt plays the harp. She plays any flat or sharp. I come from a musical family. Do you hear that moan? Why, that's my uncle's saxophone. My son makes trumpets beat. Oh. Why, he makes the whole band shriek and says, hallelujah, hallelujah. I come from a musical family. Do you hear that drum beat? That's me turning on the heat, yes, sir.
Let's have one that you will know, definitely. 12th Street Rag.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next number is one of the good old ones that we all love so well. The 12th Street Rag.
Thank you.
recorded live there, Louis Armstrong, and it was recorded in a European tour in 1955, 12th Street Reg, one of my favourite Louis Armstrong albums. Now, we've got time for one more, and so let's hear Long, Long Journey. It's not a track I'm familiar with, but I hope you enjoy it.
Sometimes I feel so weary, traveling through life all alone. Sometimes I feel so weary, traveling through life all alone. It's a long, long journey, and I can't make it on my own. There's 7 million people living right here in this town. There's 7 million people living right here in this town. I don't need but one person, so baby, won't you please stay around? You run away when the rivers stop flowing and the trees lay down and die. I said when the rivers stop flowing and the trees lay down and die. When the stars stop shining, then I'll say my last goodbye. Now if I've been misbehaving, I promise you I'll stop. But if you quit me, mama, I swear I'll blow my top. It's a long, long journey, but I'll make it before. If I still have you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program when we looked at some of the lesser known tracks of Louis Armstrong. Next week, well, I think we may be able to go to the pictures next week. So we'll see what happens. I'm Mark Anderson for Now You Has Jazz, and have a cool day and a better week.